And you can find more episodes like this one at thenakedscientists.com/archaeology or on iTunes. It's now time for Backyard Archaeology, and this time Tom is in Austria, digging out the Roman backyard of Fericum Noricum.
Well, in this month's Backyard Archaeology, I've travelled all the way to Fericum Noricum, a project based in Austria with Dr. Brigitte Cech. She's an honorary research fellow at University College London, and she also teaches in her spare time at the Institute of Prehistory in Vienna. Now, before we get talking about your site, Brigitte, can you just describe to everyone where this site is in the landscape?
It's in southern Austria, in, well, you would call it a county of Carinthia, in a mining area, and the mines have been iron mines, and they have been mined since Roman times, probably since pre-Roman times, but we still don't have any evidence. And the mines closed in 1978, so the mining was important, was very, very important here in this place. And the site is at an altitude of 961 meters. Mm-hmm. The mining is still further up the hills. Mm-hmm. And we still have evidence of lots of medieval mining, and we even were able to locate a Roman mining site.
Okay, so where we're situated in the landscape is it's on this high hill in what is an alpine region full of forest. The clouds are beneath us. It's quite staggeringly beautiful. But the main point of this whole area we are in Austria is it's a mining area, and it's been mined since prehistory up to the modern times. Can you tell us a little bit about the site we've been excavating for the past 3 weeks as your long-term project, Fericum Noricum?
The site where we excavate is, as I said, about 960 meters of altitude on a gently sloping field behind a farm. And the good thing about it is that it's not been disturbed since the Romans left. The only activity after the Romans left was gentle farming. No ploughing, nothing. Just pasture for cattle or sheep or whatever. It's pretty huge. It's, as far as I know, it's one of the biggest known Roman industrial complexes. And it's not only iron smelting. We have so far 6 furnaces. We have 12 small smithing huts for bloom smithing. But we also have buildings and evidence of administration there. So it was really an organized site. It wasn't just a couple of farmers making iron. As I said, we have evidence of administration, of people who used, who thought of themselves as Romans, mm-hmm. and wanted to live like a Roman, and had all the Roman luxury goods, all the imported stuff like glass, really expensive stuff, terra sigillata, and so on. And also the workers lived up there, so we can also say something about the living conditions of the working people there, about what they ate, about the food. We have evidence that they didn't produce their own food. Like the meat was brought up was from the valley, and the animals were butchered by a professional butcher, not just by a farmer. They do it differently than a professional who has to work very fast and really get going.
It's quite staggering how big this site is, Hüttenberg, and it is a huge Roman complex, one of the biggest industrial complexes known for iron smelting. Just down the road, you took us one weekend to another wonderful site, Magdalensberg. Can you just describe to us the story about the gold workers there? I think it's fascinating.
Magdalensberg is a site where we have evidence of a late Iron Age settlement. And what's also exciting is that in the 50s of the 1st century BC, or probably earlier, the Romans established a trading post there. At a time when the Regnum Noricum, the Kingdom of Noricum, was still independent of Rome. Of course, there were diplomatic connections and trade and so on. They also excavated there a quite big complex, a fabrica, for, refining gold. It was like a closed-in, high-security complex with its own bars, kitchen, living quarters, most certainly controlled by the military. And what they found there was a little hearse, and these little fires, these little hearse, were in a sort of cellar where you could only get down via a ladder, so to prevent the workers from stealing any of the gold. And we have evidence that sometime at the end of the reign of Caligula, actually after he was murdered, this was deserted, like immediately. So nobody knows. They were probably involved in some kind of political intrigue mm-hmm. with the murder of Caligula and just had to leave pretty suddenly and perhaps disappear.
I think it's a wonderful site, Magdalensberg. It's another Roman town. The name is still not known, but it's known today as Magdalensberg. And this cell where the gold workers were working, they were kept as prisoners almost to stop them going and running off with the gold, but also the whole complex enclosed by this wall. And it's a fascinating story with Caligula and them all running off conveniently when he's murdered. But Birgitta, we've talked a bit about the archaeology of Hüttenberg and the surrounding area in Austria and the industries, which brings me on to my next point. Can you tell everyone who's not aware about your newest publication out this year? Because I think it's a fascinating book, and it's on Roman technology, and it's being widely publicised at the moment, and I strongly recommend anyone to read it. Tell us a little bit about this project you've been working on and the result.
Well, I've been asked by a German publisher a couple of years ago to write a book on Technik in der Antike, meaning technology engineering in Greek and Roman times. So the book's been published in 2010, and I tried to cover all the aspects of technology, starting with the sources, explaining what the sources are that we have, how do we know what they did, but then also surveying, measuring time, building aqueducts, tunneling, whole of hydrotechnology, war roads and war artillery, road building, bridge building, construction, like basically everything, but not the history of the whole thing, not when was something done the first time, who invented it.
But more how they did it.
How they did it, how did it work, and how can we explain it with our modern knowledge of physics or chemistry, because it also includes mining, metallurgy, refining, alloying, all the different aspects of technology.
Brigitta Cech there, and she's written all about how Romans prospected for water by assessing the health of the locals, and she was speaking to Tom Birch. That's it for Naked Archaeology this month. If you'd like to get in touch, then email us with the address archaeology@thenakedscientists.com. We're still running our survey, celebrating 10 years of The Naked Scientists, and you have a chance to win one of 10 £10 or equivalent currency Amazon vouchers. To enter, just complete the survey at thenakedscientists.com/survey before the 10th of the 10th, 2010, for your chance to win. But you can also find more episodes like this one at thenakedscientists.com/archaeology or on iTunes.
Naked Archaeology, exposing the finds.